What if you could live the life you truly desire? What choices would you make? What is stopping you from choosing this? Join the Consciously Crazy Chicks, Megan and Haley Sue, on the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show to discuss many topics around creating and being instead of existing and living. What fun can we have creating the fabulous life you desire?
Welcome, 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 everybody. I am your Consciously Crazy Chick, Haley Sue, of today's show with my Consciously Crazy partner, Megan Rogers. And we are live on A2Zen.fm with our show, Who or What Do You Wish to Be This 2015? Welcome, Megan.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? We have such an exciting show lined up. Haley and I are never ever in the same city, and today we're actually in the same space, which is going to be fun.
Yes. So, should we tell everybody about us before we start our show?
So, I am a light worker. I am a BARS facilitator, talk to the entities facilitator, body process facilitator, and amongst other things, I design databases, websites, and many, many other things. How's about yourself?
Oh, how does it get any better than that? I, too, am a conscious change facilitator. I'm a BARS facilitator, a body process facilitator, co-creator and founder of Consciously Crazy Chicks, a radio show host, and I will help you to see things from different points of view and help you change anything in any area of your life that you desire. So, and together we are the Consciously Crazy Chicks who will be and do whatever it takes to create the happiness and fun we know is truly possible in our life and yours. So, if you'd like to contact us, you can find us on our website, consciouslycrazychicks.com. We have a Facebook page, Consciously Crazy Chicks. You can tweet us at Conscious Chicks with an X. Email us at Megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com or Haley@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Drop us a line on any one of those. We love to hear from you. We love feedback. We love questions. We would love to gift you anything that you require right now in your life. So, today's show, who or what do you wish to be in 2015? Throw out your resolutions. Is it your choice or is it your destiny? What can you create? Let's dive right in and see what else is possible for you this year. It may look different to what you expect.
Damn, that sounds like a lot of fun. Sure. So, health. We were talking about this earlier today, and Haley had a very funny story about a woman. She read an article about a woman who was listing all her New Year's resolutions and you know, what she wanted to do in 2015. Hells, do you want to tell that story? It's very funny.
It is very funny. So, New Year's Eve, she decides to list her resolutions. And before... Am I still live? Can you hear me? It's suddenly gone very, very quiet. Okay, cool. How does it get better than this? So she lists all her resolutions and feels absolutely sick just thinking of all of them. And she gets to midnight and, quarter to 12, and she was thinking, well, one of the things is I'm going to give up alcohol. And so by the time quarter to 12 comes, she goes, am I really going to give up alcohol now at midnight? Next thing was to get her body in shape, to have children, meet the right man, all these fabulous resolutions. So needless to say, she wakes up with a dry mouth and feeling awful and decides, no, she needs to get out of Johannesburg and drive to wherever to find her inner self. And she drives through the Karoo, which is a desert, and stops at all these wonderful places and everything. But nothing feels right, and everything kind of just makes keeping her feel sick, and she's kind of just running from her life. And then she decides, no, she has to visit her mother up the coast. So she says when she visits her mom, it's like meeting this magical friend that she's missed for all her life. And then in the next few minutes, she's asking her, so dear, you know your womb isn't getting any younger. When am I getting grandchildren?
As so, mums ask.
Yes. So she says to her mum, well, I just outsourced the whole damn process. And she, the mother was having the point of view that she needs to give up her bohemian ways and be more stable and put roots down and find a man and all these fabulous things and commit to relationship. So what does she do? She gets up early the next morning and leaves without saying goodbye to her mum, because that's what she does, and goes to the beach and learns how to surf and has a little fling with the surfing instructor, which she then finds out actually has a girlfriend. Anyway, moves on to the next party, and as she's flashing her boobs at the singer on the stage, she realizes, oh my God, just live in the moment.
So isn't that so true? Like, so we always want to do everything by everybody else's point of view instead of just, you know, wanting to be us for the all the resolutions and the crap, because we have to be like everybody else wants us to be. Such a cool story.
It is such a cool story, and I just got it actually right now. It's like, wow. So you can choose in every moment just to enjoy that moment and choose what you want to do. Here she just decided that morning, cool, I'm getting in my car and I'm going to drive through South Africa and what shows up. Even if she didn't know that at the time, that's what she was doing. And that is really living in the moment and creating from that moment instead of pulling on everybody else's points of view and making yourself so sick that she must settle down, that she must find a man, you know, she must give up what she enjoys being as a bohemian, whatever, queen. So what do you wish to be in 2015, Megan? Ah, I'm first.
Okay, so who or what do I wish to be? Well, it's a very good question. You know, I was having a very, very, very in-depth conversation with someone the other day, and it did turn out to be quite funny. But basically, it turns out that I actually just want to be me. And I know that sounds like quite, it's a lot of access speaking, a lot of, you know, almost corny, I suppose. But I'd really like to just be me every day. That's all I need to do. Really, really. If I want champagne in the middle of the day, I want to be able to do that. If I want to go surfing at 5 o'clock in the morning, I want to be able to do that and have fun and have ease and have joy. Just do whatever I want to do. How about you?
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. And I just got now, as I asked you that question, is who or what do I wish to in 2015? And I get such a different energy when I'm in Cape Town about me, about life, about everything. And it's just such an uplifting. And I mean, this may not be everybody's point of view about Cape Town. In fact, I know it's not everybody's point of view about Cape Town. But for me, the energy of who I be when I'm in the space, when I see my mountain and my ocean, it's just like I come alive. And that's what I want to be in 2015, is more of energy, more of that beautiful yumminess in my everyday life. So what would it take to have that energy and space consciousness? Because I feel like I'm more awake when I'm here.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
No, it does. But you have to share the mountain and the sea with me, hey? You can't have it all. I'm just saying.
No, it's all mine. It's all mine.
No, but it does make me sense. I mean, the energy here is phenomenal.
It is. It's so magical. It's, I don't know, maybe it is just my point of view that this is where I want to be, and that's maybe my awareness that I'm getting that I don't wish to really acknowledge that I should be here right now. Well, I am here right now, but on a more permanent basis. It's just such a magical energy here that it's just so expansive, and it just gives me the orgasmic living that I'm looking for. That's exactly what it is. Oh my goodness, I just got that. Wow, yay.
Well done, magic. So, yeah, you know, we know there is a point of view that you're not wanting to look at now, to be here permanently, but that's something that you're choosing at this point, and when you're ready and when you get, you'll choose differently, and that's okay. You got to enjoy it right now while you're here.
Well, that's it. Live in the moment and maybe choose to come here more and eventually on a more permanent basis. So, but I definitely feel like, you know, we were talking about being on the autopilot of life. And a lot of people just coast along on autopilot. Never, you know, wake up, go to work. There's no spontaneity or creation or excitement. Yeah. So, yeah, I really feel like when I'm in this space, I'm awake and the autopilot is switched off, which is so cool.
Yeah, those of you that don't know,
from the moment of this. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, for those people that don't, Ellie lives in Gaborone, Botswana, which is a beautiful, beautiful place in the world. It's not Cape Town, because it's a different part of Africa. It's really more sort of deeper Africa. But, so that's why we were just talking about her perhaps being here on a more permanent basis. She lives in a different part of the continent. I just thought I'd let people know.
Yes. So what I was going to say is I decided on Saturday, was it Saturday, to book my ticket to come to Cape Town today. And it was like my whole night this week. I was happy in the mornings. I got more done. I stopped the procrastination. I created loads more. It was just like, wow, it's so cool. Yay, I'm going to Cape Town. And that energy, I just infused in my life for the last week. So cool. Yeah. I get that now. Yeah. So I'm going to pull on that energy every day, even when I go home, and pull the energy on the mountain, because I suppose it's the same as infinite beings. I mean, the mountain energy is there. I just pull it when I need it, isn't it? I don't necessarily have to be right here.
It is available to you. Exactly. Exactly. And Christine says, cannot create the energy we desire wherever we are. And it's so true, because it doesn't matter where we are in the world, you can just, you know, Cape Town has a very fabulous energy. It's got a very creative, very strong natural energy as well. But when we come back from the break, Hales, I think we should tell them about our exciting class and where we go tomorrow. Just because it's fun and it kind of tells us about the energy of it.
Yes, definitely. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that when run assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner in craziness with me is Haley Sue Buchanan. And we were just talking about who are we going to be in 2015. How's it, Haley?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our awesome show today. Yes. So what are the Consciously Crazy Chicks creating this 2015 or in these 10 seconds? So the Consciously Crazy Chicks are together in Cape Town at the moment, which we haven't been together since June last year, so it doesn't get any better than that. Tomorrow we are having a bars class, and it is going to be on the top of Table Mountain. Oh, I am so excited. My body is so excited. I think our bars class participants are to be so overwhelmed, well, not overwhelmed, but just so, have so much energy and so much more space. Oh my goodness, how much space can you have on the top of the Table Mountain when you are looking out over the entire world? Yes, I do believe that Cape Town is a world on its own. So, so that is a really, really exciting for us, and just one of the many fabulous creations that we have come up with now for 2015. And so how does it get any better than that? So next time we would like to invite all of you from Canada in the freezing cold to come and experience our beautiful warm country and the beauty that we have to play with us.
Oh yay. So, Haley, our bars class tomorrow, Table Mountain is big, it's a massive, flat-topped mountain, and it's just awesome. There's an amazing amount of energy up there, and I think we're just going to have a ball. We're going to have breakfast up there and watch the world go by, the boats go by, and do bars, and how lucky are we, hey?
Yeah, what can we create in that space? I just feel like it is going to be, I just get the energy of that is just, oh, it's that orgasmic living energy that is just alive with possibilities. It's so exciting. I think so much can change and so much can be created in that space.
Yeah. And we're going to be doing so many, you know, we talk about who or what we want to be in 2015, and we're going to be doing so many crazy bars and other classes in locations that are just phenomenal. We're going to be doing it on a boat. We're going to be doing it in the middle of the bush. We're going to be doing it. And that's really what Haley and I have decided we would really like to be, is an invitation for people that want to come to a different place in the world, enjoy it, and also be a contribution to consciousness and change the awareness around those spaces in the world as well.
Absolutely. I was reading one of Blossom Benedict's posts the other day, and that when she travels, she's not a very good holidayer, she was saying, in terms of if she doesn't want to go and see all the museums and just walk around, and, you know, she doesn't want to be an observer, she wants to be a creator. And I think that's exactly right. Where we're coming from. So all the classes that we are creating now is going to be a holiday with a difference. So yeah, what would it take for all of you beautiful people around the world to come and play with us in all the consciously crazy locations we have chosen, which we won't tell you all of them because we have to keep some a secret. Oh, yes, conscious holidays. Love that, Christine. So, yeah, it's very, very exciting what we create.
So I think we may have lost Haley, yeah. So what we're wanting to create is just being in this awareness, this consciousness, and this energy, and having fun, and just being more who we are and what we, you know, what we be. And so the thing about the energy that we're holding, and go back to that conversation that I was having with somebody the other day, you know, there's so much going on. If you look at all the media and the Facebook, and everybody's creating, and everybody's on sort of a wave of change, Hales, what would you say about that? I mean, for me personally, I think that wave of change is great, but I want to be doing it in a completely different way and a completely more, I would say, more in a more orgasmic way, in a more fun way. Not to say that their stuff isn't fun for them, but for me, in an entirely different way of creating this year.
Yes. I mean, we've spoken about this a lot, and I've had conversations with many other people, is that we try and copy, for want of a better word, what other people are doing, but just with a different take on it. So I am completely for creating in a dynamically different, unique way this year. Stuff that has never shown up before, that people haven't seen before. It's time to really step up and take the tools of access consciousness that are taught and embrace them and really create stuff for us and others, and not try and copy, because I think a lot of the time, you know, we see, oh, this one's doing this and this one's doing that, and oh, that sounds really exciting. Okay, what can I do that would look like that? Instead of going, oh, I like the energy of that. I have some of that energy, but completely change it. Am I talking complete nonsense?
I know, I'm hearing you entirely. But I think that we need to, well, we don't need to, but I am wanting to and desiring to do it in a way that it doesn't matter who is going to think or judge or whatever in the way I do it or try and stand in my way. I sort of want to just step in and lean in towards the consciousness and the awareness, but also do it from a place of kindness and a place of just the kingdom of, you know, the kingdom of we thing. I think that
yes.
is really part of where I want to create this year. And I know that also it sounds a little almost religious, I suppose. But what I mean by that is getting it from a place where it it generates and creates for all of us, not just one of us. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And so, yes, absolutely. So by generating and creating for us, we're changing ourselves and in turn changing the world. We are part of the revolution, baby. Whether you like it or not, we are in it.
We are. So, yeah, and it's so interesting how, okay, again, just because of this week that's gone past, I've noticed the amount of competition there is as well. And what people desire to create is money, and they want to be the top, and they'll be the person that everybody goes to, and or whatever that is. And that's a very funny energy. But I've noticed that this week, and I felt it really strongly in many, many cases. So I wonder what we could do here to somewhat dissipate that, or out-create people like that, or just be part of more awareness and more consciousness.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what is competition really? So, what is competition? When we buy into the fact, for me, when we buy into the fact that there's not enough, there is a lack. So I have to compete to be the best and to have all the clients for me, or have whatever just for me. And there is no kingdom of we. And the kingdom of we is when we work together to change things in a completely different way to what you think it will.
Mm. Yeah, it's almost like trying to control money flows and incomes and people's way of thinking and being so that they're only in your space, which at the end of the day doesn't really work, because the more you control, the more you actually don't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about like big corporate companies, like advertising companies and all those, where their main thing is competition, is who can be the best and who has the biggest clients. And whereas, can you just imagine how different it would look if they gave all that up? If they gave up the lack?
I don't know how that people would know how to function. Because they don't look at it like that. And Christine says they're not looking at it and therefore are not changeable. I think that she's spot on. You know, people don't look at it like that. And then they'd go, okay, well, then what's the point of doing the business?
Yeah. Well, what is the point of doing business? Is it to make money? In most cases, yes. Most people work just to make money. But for us, money is just a byproduct. It's just an awesome that we receive the money and are able to do more things as the money just flows in. We can change even more. But we love what we do, and therefore it's not really a job.
Exactly. And also we're functioning from a different place. You know, we're not functioning from the standard business 9-to-5 operating hours, where the point is to go and see how fast we can go, how big we can go, how quickly we can go, how many people we can get. You know, without actually bringing in, following the energy, we're kind of pushing at it. We're forcing it to go in and trying to force it into a specific space. And that doesn't really work. I suppose it does to a point, but it's not a fun or conscious or awareness or anything like that. It's just business in this reality.
Yeah, not contributing to anything, really. Not even the GDP. And I think you used a really good word there, is pushing the energy. Mm. Which we can use, but that feels so heavy and so harsh. And you know, maybe when we can come back, we can talk about energy pools and how those work, and the pushing and the pulling, and what the difference is, and how you can use them to create more in your life.
Fantastic idea. We'll check to you after the break.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Z.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my crazy, crazy partner is Haley Sue Buchanan. And we're busy talking about who or what do you want to be in 2015. Hey, Hales.
Hello, hello.
Yes, who or what do you wish to be this 2015, this magical year? And before we went to the break, we were talking about energy pulls and pushing the energy and pulling the energy. So should we just talk about it for a little bit? They, in Access Consciousness, we're taught about the energy pulls. Actually, in the Bars class, are we taught in the Bars class? Do we talk about energy pulls? Yes.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Because that's the first step, actually, in the when you do a Bars session. So, when you pull the energy from somebody or someone or something, I always drop my barriers first because it just allows for the energy to flow more freely for me. So, if you just want to drop your barriers, and just by saying that, your barriers will drop. And then you just pull massive amounts of energy from that person or that thing, like my mountain. And when you're pulling energy, you pull energy through you. Or the sea, yes. You pull energy through you. You don't lock it in your body, because a lot of the time we pull energy and then we hold on to it in our body. So if somebody is, say you have a boss, let's give you an example. Say you have a boss, and your boss is going on at you, shouting at you for whatever it is, just continually hounding you, drop your barriers and just keep pulling massive amounts of energy, and he or she will just stop and go, what was I talking about again? Because it just loses their, what it does is it gives up the resistance. By dropping your barriers, they have nothing to push against. So,
and you pulling their energy, there's no resistance. So you don't have that force of that push and pull. And it's so awesome. I dare you to try it when somebody is having an argument with you or whatever. Just try that and see what changes for you. It's really one of my most favorite things to do is to pull energy from people. It's quite fun when you walk into a restaurant or whatever, is just pull energy from everybody and see who turns around and looks at you.
Oh, we have to do that this evening. See what happens.
Maybe we can get a free meal.
I just wanted to say, you know, I often talk about dropping barriers, and a lot of people go, I don't really know what that means. So if you're somebody who doesn't really know anything about access or anything like that, dropping barriers really is just dropping your walls that you put up around you. You know, a lot of us put up our walls too. We want to resist. We don't really want to look at things, and almost like a protection thing. But if you drop your barriers, we just mean dropping your walls, putting everything down, being more open to the energy around you. Wanted to explain that.
Yeah, being more space as well.
More space. Yeah. So yeah. Mm-hmm. So but and you know, when we're talking about who we want to be in 2015, the way to get that sense of who or what you want to be is, what I do is I drop my barriers, drop my walls, and I just get a sense of who I am in the moment. Like, you know, just honestly be present for 10 seconds and just go, okay, so who am I now? And do I want to be that now? Do I want to be that for 2015? Do I want to change it? Do I want to create something else? And I don't mean you need to be like the same thing through the whole year, you know, I want to be that for 2015, so I'll stay this way. But just to almost get to a place where you go, okay, well, actually, I'd like to create that. Cool. And then do it again a bit later and go, oh, actually, I'd like to create more of that. And then you'll start to get a sense of what you really want to create in 2015 and things like that. I think it's quite fun when you can do things like, you know, go, okay, who am I now? Oh, I'd actually like to create more of drinking champagne on a Friday afternoon. You know, it's a silly example, but you know what I mean.
Exactly. So, I think you can ask the question, well, what can I add to that energy to be more of me in space?
Yeah, absolutely. There was something that we were talking about today that was, I just thought was really funny, but I can't remember now. I wrote it down. But so when we want to be more space, you can ask the question, what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to create more of this here? And that's a cool question, because then you go, okay, so my body is part of me, so we do this together, and what can we do to create more of this, or what can we do to be more of me? And that's a really cool question.
I like that question. I got a complete sense of I've lifted lightness when you ask that question. Ask it again.
Okay, so it's what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to create more of this here? Or what energy,
to create
space,
more
and consciness
of me,
can me and my body be? Yeah, to create more of me here, this year. Very cool question. I like it.
Mm.
So, Haley, what energy, space, and consciousness can you be to create more of you here?
Yeah, sure.
I think we both just went into like a complete beyond. We're like, ah, that's a very cool question, both spaced out at the same time.
I don't think it's we spaced us. I don't think we went into a beyond. It's just like, oh, we're so much space right now. Let us just float around the room and be happy. Like Peter Pan, yes. Oh, that's so cool. Let's be Peter Pan and fly when you think happy thoughts.
Oh, can we? Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
Well, why not? And I mean, doesn't it feel like you're flying when you have happy thoughts and you're in a happy space? For me, it does.
Oh, yeah. All the time. So the people that, like, would ask us, like, more of a practical thing, okay, so now you say we need to get the rest and the energy. And this is what I'd like to do, but, you know, I still have to be practical, and I still have to get up in the morning, go to work until I change it. And they make things very significant, like the routine of the day, quite significant, you know. Especially, and you'll know this because you have people, but when there are kids in the house and, you know, there's routine and there's... So how would we... What tool could we give people to get to that place, other than that question that I asked earlier? They could just make things a little bit easier and get them to a place of, actually, okay, this is what I'd like to create. How do I get there?
So, yeah, so what can I add to my life to make this easier is a great question.
Yeah, great.
Whether that is,
yeah,
whether that is somebody to cook for you, somebody to help with the kids, a driver maybe, you know, to drive the kids around instead of you, because a lot of my time is spent in the car. Driving I live out of town, so driving in and out schools and afternoon activities, it can really take up a lot of your time. So maybe a driver would be a contribution, but you always have to ask the question. And I think that's a great tip, is that always stay in the question. And that is what Access Consciousness is all about, is staying in the question. The more you question, the more you create. So, yeah, what can I add to my life today to make this easier for me, or to have more ease with my kids, or to have more ease with my job, or to have more ease with whatever it is? For me to break the mundane, you know, do stupid things, I mix it up every morning. I'm not such a morning person, although I have been a morning person of late. And I mean, you get a lot of stuff done between 6:30 and 8 in the morning.
We do. For those of you that, we'll just put our stuff out there, Hayley, but Hayley and I hang out on Skype at 6 in the morning and we look horrendous. We have our coffee and we hang out and we go working and we create so much between that time of the day. So it is fun, yeah. So what questions can I ask to create more fun in my life as well?
And you know, some people would look at that and go, are you crazy? Between 6:30 and 8 in the morning? I mean, really? Who works at that time of the morning? That's when everybody's rushing around doing ridiculous things, trying to get to work. But our lives just look different. So, yeah, how to get any better than that? It's just a choice as to what you'd like your life to look like and what works for you. And don't make yourself wrong for being different to anybody else. I mean, you choose.
You do. And the other thing is, you know, people that like the routine and it works for them and like the jobs, again, I know we've said this on a previous show, if you like being in a corporate environment or you like the job that you do, that's completely fine. You know, we are different in a way that we don't really enjoy that, so we create other things. But if you like it, that's awesome. But still ask the question, you know, what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to create what I'd like or create more here, or what can I add to my life? Those kind of questions will, I think, just create more orgasmic energy in your life and more fun and more joy. And how does it get any better than that?
Absolutely. Orgasmic energy. We'll talk more about that after the break.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at Megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks, and I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner is Haley Sue Buchanan. Hey, Hales. And we're talking about who or what you want to be in 2015. And before the break, we were just talking about orgasmic energy. Yay.
Yay, orgasmic energy. So I think a lot of people get scared when they hear that word. Orgasmic. You know, orgasmic is orgasmic, people. I mean, you know, when you're having an orgasm, that awesome energy when your body goes, oh, yes, please, more, more, more. That's how your life should be every single day and every single moment. You know, choose to have the energy that creates that orgasm.
Okay, I think we lost Helen, but yes, choose to have that orgasmic energy. And she's so good at like explaining and expressing that. If you see her in person, she's I'm a little less expressive that way, but she's so good at expressing that orgasmic energy. It kind of like oozes out of her.
Ooh, baby, I'm back.
Oh, well, there you go. You see? Oh, that's funny. But yeah, as you can hear with Haley, that like you can almost get the sense of what that orgasmic energy is about. And if you can have that energy in your life all the time, how fun would that be?
And how happy would be, and how happy would your body be? I mean, imagine what you could create in that space. I'm not talking about having sex 24/7, people. Men, no.
Explain.
That's not what it's about.
Explain that. Oh, that's funny. Explain that. What do you mean? Like orgasmic energy and the difference between the copulation thing and the orgasmic energy of life.
Okay, so for me, the orgasmic energy of, as we were driving, Megan and I had just at the waterfront, and we were driving back to her house, and we came up over the mountain, and as you come up and over, you just see this vast expansiveness of the ocean, and it's just breathtaking for me, and it's orgasmic. That energy, that seeing that vision for me is just part of that orgasmic energy. And I know there's so much I can create from that space. Walking on the beach with the waves, the lapping on my feet is orgasmic for me. having a head massage. There's all kinds of different energy. And it's different for different people as to what turns them on in life. So, exactly. What turns you on, Megs?
So, well, I'll tell you in a moment, but Dane was saying that the orgasmic energy is like if you can get the energy of when you actually do have an orgasm, just to go to that space, that energy, if you can pull that through your body and apply that energy that you have to everything in your life, that would be, your life would be fun and awesome. And, things for me, it's honestly surfing, and I love to be by the ocean. I think surfing is my orgasmic energy. I just love it. It's awesome. So,
yeah, just being in nature for me, I mean, even when I'm in Botswana on the river, that for me is also just a wonderful orgasmic energy. And it does, it makes my body go, ooh, yay, more of that, please. So, yeah, that's what it's all about. Take that energy, this 2015, and see what you can create. See if you can create your orgasmic life and let us know what comes up for you or what doesn't come up for you. Yes.
Yeah, we'd love to hear, actually. So I wanted to actually ask Christine and Brie, our two producers, what's orgasmic for them, but they seem a bit quiet on our chat there. But I think we might have freaked them out a little bit with our ooh and ahs and everything. But if you could let us know what's orgasmic for you in your life, get hold of us on our Facebook page, Consciously Crazy Chicks, or send us an email, megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com, or tweet us at Conscious Chicks with an X. That would be fantastic. I see they still haven't answered. Okay, laughter and fun, they say. Okay. We didn't freak them out, Hayley. It's fine.
Yes, and often people will say laughter is the best medicine. Well, in my point of view, laughter is an orgasmic energy that, just contributes so much to your life and living. When you're laughing, nothing is impossible. Everything is possible.
No. And when you have that, energy and you can see what creates that energy for you, and you actively do that in your life and expand when it's happening, and just really enjoy it, no matter what it is for you. If it's hunting snakes and that's orgasmic for you, then fantastic. You know what I'm saying?
That's so weird that you bring up hunting snakes, because my boys and my little boys at the moment, that is their thing. When they come home from school, they put their hat on, they get their binoculars in the bush, the proper bush, and they get rakes and metal poles, and they go, right, Mom, we're going to hunt snakes. I said, okay, boys, but heaven help them, if they actually walk into a snake, I think they would turn and run a mile. But that's what they're doing. Whatever, just the act of going to hunt for snakes.
Exactly. And so it doesn't matter what it is that you do, as long as you can have more of it in your life, and you'll start to see that your 2015 is actually fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, so what would it take for your 2015 to turn out better than you could possibly imagine, and everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, puck, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Thanks for listening to us. See you next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for choosing to listen to us, the Consciously Crazy Chicks. Megan and Haley Sue will return next Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm. We hope you'll join us. Until then, what fun can you have, and what can you create just